Welcome to Founders Time Podcast, where founders shine. Have you ever thought, I have this idea and I'd love to start a business, I'm just not sure how? Then you're in the right place. Founders Time aimed to inform and empower female vetpreneurs, military, veteran, and military spouses entrepreneurs by sharing actionable steps, tips, and resources to grow your business lean and smart. Everything you would need to start, scale, and succeed. Now, your host, Niurka Castaneda.
We are live. Hi, how you doing? This is Niurka with Founders Times. And can you introduce yourself, Carol, and tell us all about how you got captivated by colors?
Hey, I'm Carola. I'm German. Passport, I guess, by nationality. but I've lived in many countries. Yes, and right now I'm in the US. And color, it's throughout my life, color has been a constant tool and a fun tool. And the first time I got encouraged by color was at the age of 7 or 6. And the background history is that I very clearly remember playing with my older sister in a big sunny room on blue mats, and her bedroom was that apricot color, and it was really, really, it was a beautiful room, a room that it was, it felt home and it felt cheerful. But she died when she was 7 years old. And to me, that was a big blow, because I mean, she was severely disabled, but as a child, I didn't see her disability. She was just my sister.
Right.
So that left a big hole in my heart. And in addition, I wasn't able to, not be able to say goodbye. Nor was I allowed to go to the funeral, because I was considered too young at that time. So yeah, a big hole was left. And then at the age of 6, I snuck into a big cathedral with my friend. Secretly, I snuck in there. And when I walked into the cathedral, I saw this vast blue sky at the ceiling. And I saw the pinks and the oranges and the greens, and I saw the colors in the frescoes, and it really gave me a sense of peace and then hope. It was really, really beautiful. It still gets me emotional today. Ever since, color has had a deep effect on my mental and emotional state, and then it gave me great peace and hope, good outlook on life. And this thread carried through later when there was another incident when I had to go to the doctors. I had to be examined. I was in my preteens, and I had to go there on my own because I was at boarding school at that time. And I remember walking in to this room, and it was cold, it was dark, and it had a blue walls and white laminate furnishing. And it was just really impersonal. And it really left a trauma. I forgot about my pains that I had, and I just wanted to get out because the room was just so impersonal and uninviting. And it was horrifying.
Yeah.
So yes, there was another color incident. And then later on, I don't know if you remember the reunification in Germany in 1990.
Yes,
we crossed the borders out of curiosity, because my parents, or my father, came from that side of the country. So we were planning on going back to visit the place, and the East German border patrol were still up. So the unification hadn't even been signed yet. We traveled over in Christmas 1989, and I felt like traveling back in time, literally. the lighting was dark and dim. Everything was gray. The houses were covered in smoke from the coal heating, because they had unfiltered heating.
Right.
It felt like driving through a World War II movie, really, through a set. And so, yes, the architecture was bland and very unstimulating. And I carried all this into my study. So I said, I want to study architecture and I want to study psychotherapy to know more about it and know how to use this in order to reverse or to use color in architecture in a positive way to influence people and to help them heal, succeed, feel encouraged, give them hope. So
color is a lot around us, right? So it impacts our moods, impacts everything, and business and personal life. It has a heavy influence in culture as well.
Oh, it does. So, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're surrounded by it in nature. I mean, just go take a look in the sky and see how the blue makes you feel. Because the blue does have a reflect on the brain waves. I mean, every color has a wavelength and it has an effect on our brain. Nature, the green of the plants, every shade of the green has a different reaction in the brain. And so if you grow up in the tropics, you have a different, a more intense reaction to your colors than if you were to grow up up north, where the blue is more present. It makes a huge difference.
So depending where you're coming from or where you grow up, that means the affinity to the colors, like how they affect you.
Because your brain has sort of been pre-programmed by what you've seen, what your eye has taken in.
Okay.
And there are universal reactions through color, which goes all the way back to ancient Egypt and China, because they have actually used color as a means of therapy. It's called chromotherapy or colorology. For example, the red stimulates the body and mind and increases the circulation of the heart. The yellow stimulates the nerves. So they use it for purifying the body or your nervous system. Orange, for example, can heal the lung, which might actually come in handy these days.
Right.
Because it's increased energy. Orange has an amazing impact on our energy level. It's a mixture of the red, the energetic red, and the nerve stimulating yellow. That's quite fun.
We need to paint all our walls like that now.
What's that?
We need to paint all our walls like that now.
Yes. Stop COVID. Let's paint it orange. I'm totally with you there.
What about like pink and like brown and stuff like that, the dark colors?
Darker colors. I mean, brown is a very, very grounding color. It has it's associated with dependability, reliability, and even resilience. But if there's a difference between the dark brown and the light brown. Also, if you use it in the wrong light, it can be lacking humor. It can lack sophistication or the will to live. It becomes too sleepy, basically. It's a mixture of the red, the yellow, and has black in it, which makes it really heavy. But on the other hand, it you can use it in rooms that offer stability, for example. Do not use it in nurseries because the brown can be unyielding to children, for example. They can wake up not rested at all. It's just too, it drags them too deep. So they're not rested in by any means.
So for like a special need child, what's the colors that you would recommend? Like if somebody is dealing with a special needs, is there something that stimulate them better, or it's just like normal?
If they're hyperactive, then the colors to use would be pink, for example. Pink is very soothing, and so is green. Green as in a more natural light or tone, because if you go more into the lime green, there's too much yellow that stimulates the nerve system again. So light blue, for example, would be a perfect tone for, let's say, hyperactive children. The pink especially is used, for example, as a tranquilizer. It's fascinating because the pink is used in some police, or 20% of all police stations in Switzerland, for example. They use pink cells. These are special rooms that have been painted in pink. It's called the Baker-Miller pink, and it's soothes the heart muscles so much that it's unable to run fast.
Wow.
So I know some prisons have a pink cells in the UK, in Germany and Austria and Poland. They have pink cells in their prisons to calm down some very aggressive or hyperactive prisoners. And the effect of this special pink, once they've been spent some time in that room, it lasts up to half an hour after they've left that room. So it's wow. A really intense, the tranquilizer, really. The light, I mean, color is light, and the light, the pink light that enters us, the eye, and then is being recognized by the brain, really shuts down the aggressive part. The heart muscles, that you just cannot get aggressive. It's impossible. It's fascinating. It's really fascinating. So pink would.
And what about if somebody?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So pink is very good. It's very good for bedrooms. It helps with loneliness, grief, anxiety. Yeah, but don't use it in rooms that you would like to have high energy, and so it's the opposite. It's a very good tranquilizer.
So you want high energy, or you want to stimulate focus, what color would you recommend?
Blue. So blue is very good for focusing. It's good for concentration, it's good for focusing, it's calming on your mind, it gives you clarity, logical thinking. Those are the rooms that I would use, or those are the colors that I would use in a room where you like to concentrate. So that would be ideal for studies or for your office. If you want to go on a diet, surround yourself with blue because it suppresses your appetite. So it's really for the mind.
So for example, some business brands, they have like a mix of colors. Like I see some brands that have, they use brown, but then they use orange. And it pops the brown. How that
how it works. So you can mix both colors, feelings in a book, or the like when you combine different colors.
Yes, you can. Yes,
then maybe have opposite, like electric.
You're breaking up here.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now you're back. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So when you mix two different colors that maybe have that evoke opposite feelings or emotions, like a dark brown,
yeah,
and a popping electric orange or something like that, what that does to the brain?
Well, they're not too opposite, because in both in the orange and in the brown is the yellow and the red.
Okay.
So it's they work together quite well, actually. It's dark brown is more mature and predictable color. Orange is stimulating, joyful. It's heartwarming. So it does work quite well. Yeah, they're basically from the same color family, so there shouldn't be a problem using both of them, unless the orange is in a very neon,
yeah,
way.
Yeah, something like that. Would that make a difference or?
No, I mean the orange would definitely pop out. That's for sure. It would be vibrant. I mean, it would. Yeah, be vibrant against the calming brown. Yeah.
Okay. So
very it would be an attention seeker, but in also encouraging, because orange has a very happy nature. It's the mixture of the red and the yellow. So it's definitely stimulates conversation. It's a playful, joyful color, for sure.
So when a business entrepreneur, I start looking into getting the brand and getting the logo and stuff like that. I know the logo is not the brand. It's just a store.
Yeah.
But it's part of it, right? So, and you kind of have to think on colors. To make it visual, so other people can see what you're trying to tell them. What's something they should be looking at?
Definitely. What you can do is you can find out your own personal colors that speaks to your soul, to your heart, and then. That already gives you an especially for entrepreneurs, that especially gives you a selection of colors that reflect you as a person and your meaning, your personality behind the brand. And then the conveying the message through the colors, sort of conveying their message or their business through color. You can totally use that.
Okay. So what all the nuggets of wisdom that you have that you could share with us and with our listeners?
Well, I think the most important is to have yourself or to surround yourself with your personal colors that support you emotionally and mentally. I think that's very important in order to thrive, to achieve the goals that you have set for yourself. Because you don't want to be working in an environment that is counterproductive to your emotional and mental needs, and then you'll just turn in circles and you feel grumpy, you feel tired, you feel overwhelmed, and you just can't get into the mojo, and sometimes you think, oh, it's the wrong, I'm taking the wrong supplements, or I'm didn't get enough sleep or something. You might have gotten enough sleep, but you're waking up in a room that's not supporting your health. So by because if our emotional or mental needs aren't met, it often then shows in our physical health. So we can really be counterproductive towards our physical health, and then we just can't get anything done.
We need to pay attention to a whole mental and body health, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And yeah, if that's not working, then you just go in circles and you try to grind. Much harder than you need to, because you're probably surrounded by the wrong colors, or there's the wrong use of color. It really does help look into it. It makes a huge difference.
So what would be a color that you recommend to help with creativity? Like an artist or something that needs the stimulus?
Definitely orange. Definitely orange is the color that connects to our inner child, and the inner child is really the source of all creativity, our talent.
Wow.
You know, sometimes I mean, going back to the story from the hospital, sometimes we think we don't like a color, but that's because we've been through an ordeal or trauma or a situation that we did not enjoy, and our brain, our subconscious, recognizes little bits from these moments. Whether it's a room, whether it's a color, whether it's a sound or a smell, and it's being programmed in our head in order to keep us safe for the next time we come across the same noise, smell, sound, or color. So sometimes we think we don't like a color, but that's only because it reminds us of a situation that we've been in, which is then, on the other hand, hindering us on using that specific color in order to thrive, to go forward.
So what would you recommend in that case?
Well, it helps when you have a color that you really don't like. It really stinks. go back, you know, seriously, go back into history, into your own history, and ask yourself why. What does it remind me of? When was there a situation that or what was the situation that this color stuck to me? And sometimes it's a childhood experience, or it's a roller coaster that we remember, or it's just something that gave us fear or uncomfortable, made us uncomfortable.
So it's like going back to the inner or childhood and start asking that why.
Yeah.
Until you go to the root of the why.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because sometimes one why doesn't work.
No, exactly. So color can be really healing, and then like you're clearing those blockages, and then you can thrive and go forward and dare. It's amazing.
And right now, with everybody's out, you know, trying to get as much enjoy as much of nature as possible, because it's open air. So does that help?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely, it does. You need to get your vitamin D and sunlight. Sure, get the UV in your eyes. I'm not joking. This is absolutely vital. We need to get out and get some proper sunlight. There's nothing more bad than false electric lighting, especially cold lights. Yeah, that's another thing. If you have this the wrong light bulb in your room, you have your favorite color, but you have the wrong light bulb, it'll kill the wavelength of the color.
So what light bulb we should get?
Get a clear light bulb.
Not color light bulb. Okay. It's definitely a fascinating topic.
Oh, heck, you know.
So
you
many
know,
rabbit holes.
Hey, there's so many, cold light bulbs. I mean, cold lights that they're just horrible. They don't do anything good for your health.
Right. Not well, the incandescent ones, those incandescent ones probably won't work, right?
Yeah.
Even
yeah, those are the best. Yeah.
Those are the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just
and kidding. The LED one? The what's it called? The LED one?
LED?
LED? Saving energy one?
Yeah, they're fine, but just make sure you get a warm tone, not the cold blue light. Especially when we look into the screens a whole lot these days. Everybody's on like us, on Zoom calls.
Yeah. So, well, a lot of people recommend to go outside and just use the natural light because you can really, you can try to replicate it, but you can't really get that close.
Nothing beats the sunlight. I mean, really, it doesn't. It's the purest light.
Yeah. So, do you have a book? Because this is fascinating. I can't keep talking about this all day long.
No, I don't.
Somebody's rabbit holes.
You're so sweet. No, I don't have a book yet, but I will be launching a mini course in January. So everybody who is interested can download a mini course, and it's like a DIY introduction or a DIY course into the psychology of color, and it gives you a personal quiz, so you know exactly what your color scheme is, and then you go through the colors and see the plus and minuses and where to use them best and how to use them best. That would be my tool to help everybody start on the right foot or on the right color.
So where our listeners will be able to find more about the course and everything else?
You can go onto my website. It's Color Curriculum Cure, and there is a sign up, so you can drop off your name and your email address, and then I'll send you the link to the mini course or the date when I'll be launching it, beginning of January. So it's around the corner.
Yeah, the year's almost over.
It is, like, yeah,
the weeks.
Yeah, I know, right? We need to start the next year right,
with the right colors,
with the right colors, in the right mood. Yes,
in the right mood.
With new enthusiasm, we need to get out of this hole as quickly as possible.
Yes, I think we do. We have a lot of healing to do.
We do, yeah. Especially now after, or some people are saying we have new lockdowns coming up. So this is no good. This is not healthy for our emotions and our psychology and mental state.
Well, I believe 2020 has gave scientists a lot the data to study.
Yes, it has.
It's starting from nature, going to country by country.
It sure has.
They're gonna be talking about.
Oh, we will not be defeated.
Oh my god. So 2021, we got hope for it. So
absolutely.
Lots of orange. We're going to receive with lots of orange, right?
Yes.
And pink.
And pink. Yes, if you're in the mood for hitting some poles, surround yourself with pink. Or you can use the red and then get rid of your energy that's overbearing energy. Yeah, red is a good one too.
pink, the orange, and red. Definitely. Yeah. Let's make the rainbow.
Oh, yeah. The rainbows. Perfect.
This is fascinating. I really love this topic. Is what's a question that you think people should ask and they haven't asked you yet?
Well, the most important one is I think ask yourself if you're really supporting your emotional and mental well-being within the environment that you're in or within the space you're in. That is really the beginning. If you're not in the environment that supports you, your soul, your creativity, your inner child, then you just keep digging. There's no end to the tunnel. I mean, surround yourself with the right colors or place yourself in the right environment and you'll succeed. It'll clear off a lot of barriers.
And give you clarity.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Another nuggets of wisdom to share? Well, I like somebody that's trying to go international, and when you look at everybody's going to have a different feelings to colors, and it translates borders, how and culture affects the meaning of the colors, how can you become really international with one color?
With one color?
Yes, how can you use it to get your message across in an international way, when you take into consideration the cultures, the different feelings and everything else?
I mean, undoubtedly straight effects on our brain are the primary colors. They're all the same. They all have the same effect on our brain due to the wavelength of the color itself. So yeah, stick to the primary colors, red, blue, yellow, green. Yeah.
Okay. So you can't go wrong with those.
Oh, no, you can't. Yeah, for sure.
That's all.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
Oh, there's lots of left. There's so much more information, especially when you go into when you know how the wavelengths of each color and how long it stays with you in memory and what it does to your body and it's fascinating. It's huge, and we were surrounded by color constantly. I mean, really 24/7, and use it in the most effective way, especially for your soul. Then you have everything to gain.
And that sounded like a very interesting question. How long does it stay with us, the wavelengths and the effects?
Well, to surround yourself with it the most of time, then it'll stick to you for sure the longest. Yeah. I mean, if you it doesn't mean that you have to completely repaint, for example, your house. It can be accessories that you can use, it can be your clothing, it can be I mean, you don't have to repaint the entire house or every single room. Just make sure you have it visible and your eye catches it and it becomes part of your environment, of your daily goings.
So what's your favorite color?
To trigger your mind and what was that?
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? See, I don't have a favorite color. I'm being asked this every time by my children, and I can't answer. It depends on my mood. But I think the one I like really the most is, or in combination even, is orange and red, orange and pink. A deep pink and orange. But then again, I also love blue. It really depends which room. I personally have every single room painted in a different color.
Just go to the room that you need the motivation.
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
It always makes, do you know Pippi Longstocking?
Yes.
Yeah, it always reminds me of her. She had such a great life. I mean, she was so adventurous. And her house was just so colorful.
Yeah, she even used her roof all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's really fascinating. I really like this topic. You should really write a book.
Yeah, maybe I will. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I had quite a break now with bringing up my babies. So yeah, now that they're older, I probably have time to write. I might actually do that. Yes. Yeah, or at least write a little ebook so people have something in their hand to go back to. Yeah.
Especially children, I think that like. That's something that not all schools, maybe some schools are, but not all schools are paying attention to or practicing. So, especially now, like we need every little help that we can get to stimulate their brains and
absolutely
get them back on track.
I mean, there you really hit the nail. I mean, schools, especially when I see some schools here, they are so monotone and so beige. In their color choice, it is just so not stimulating, and especially children, they have such a, their brain is like a sponge. They take everything in and they need stimulation in order to grow and experiment and be creative and then they're being hit by monotone beige tones, and it's the same with hospitals. You know, we as healthy people, as medical staff, we think white is clean and soothing, and it looks not overwhelming. But for a patient, white is the wrong color because it lets them feel lonely. It doesn't give them any emotional support whatsoever. So it's completely bizarre how some hospitals like to use white as the main colors for rooms and corridors and waiting areas. And it's actually not serving the patient at all.
So you would recommend like a yellow?
Yellow can be intimidating, especially when you're in pain. So I would probably go for more grounding colors, like soothing colors like green and pink. Pink, orange.
Pink. Yes.
Brown. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but not white, even though it is pretty sometimes. Yeah.
What?
But it's
like, and color change, because I remember we use black to mean, you know, when somebody dies, means. They're passing.
But
they used to use white before for that.
I know in the western culture black is used for grief and mourning and death, and some use it as white because it's the passing to the next, to heaven, basically. It's the very freeing white. So it's from culture to culture is different.
Okay. Is there any parting words that you want to leave us with?
Yeah, surround yourself with the right colors. Get out of the gray cloud and let your soul live through color, with color, by color. Don't be fooled by the wrong color.
Don't be fooled by the wrong color. Yeah. That's a good one. Okay. Well,
thank you so much. This was fun.
Thank you for being my guest. It's definitely a fascinating topic, and you're welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, yeah, I'll let you know. I mean, the launches will be now in January, and then it'll be ready to download.
Yeah, definitely share the links. We're going to share the links with all our listeners so they can download it.
Yeah, I'm really hoping it helps, especially now during these days of lockdowns and imprisonment.
Yeah. Yeah, we need all the help we can get.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep thriving.
Yes, I will.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of Founders Time Podcast. Remember, subscribe to our newsletter at founderstime.com for more tips and tricks on how to make your podcast great. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts.